Live. Bring up anything you want, toll free. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content on the site, submit things to it, and then they can be voted on. You vote up, vote down, stuff you like, dislike, and then we might just read some of the stuff on the air that you share with us at freetalklive.com. So thanks for doing that. And with you tonight here, it is Ian,
Nemi,
and Allie.
We're going right back into your phone calls and your thoughts. More talk about complimenting on the way here if we get a chance. There's a detailed story that I think is very interesting about how to accept a compliment. And then Nemi will tell us how to give a compliment. But first, let's go to Rebecca. She is on with us in St. George. You barely had a few seconds to talk to us in the last hour, Rebecca. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. Well, she was asking me about the book and what I thought was really good about it.
This is the book, for our listeners just tuning in, Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Go ahead.
Right. So now Roosevelt, all his people that waited on him, servants in his home and things like that, he knew every one of them by name, okay? That is something, if you've ever had somebody say, hey, you, or if they say your name, it makes such a difference.
And someone told me a story about a college course where the professor asked the students, like, I think it was, like, the final or some huge exam people have been studying for, and, like, the only, like, one of the bonus questions was, what's the name of the janitor who's in here every day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, the ones who knew the guy's name or got it right are the ones most likely to succeed or something. Might have been a business management class. I'm not sure.
Right. I feel like we are kind of digressing in our society. We text everything we do. We text. We think very hard about it before we say it, so we cannot speak quickly to anybody because we'll mess it up. And nowadays people won't get the door for you. A gentleman, you know, they'll just slam the door in your face. I mean, where are we going? You know,
I don't know where you live, but I held the door for somebody today.
Somebody held the door for me today.
Yeah. So. Well, my husband held the door for a woman, and she stopped in her tracks and said, "I don't need a man to hold the door for me."
Now, also on the same token, I did also tell a guy to stay in the car while I got my own tires out to get them fixed today. So, I am a fiercely independent woman.
That was just you flexing your muscles.
You know, hey, it's got to happen once in a while. Got to exercise, you know.
Rebecca, thank you for your call
tonight.
I like
taking a compliment. I used to say no, I would reject the compliment, which is really stupid and it looks very lame on your part. But if you just say, well, thank you, you know, I don't care if it's half-hearted, if they're lying to me, I don't care. But in the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, from what my recollection is, they do tell you to make it an honest compliment whenever you compliment somebody. And you know what? There's not enough of that. Positive draws positive. So if we are acting positively, my day goes much better.
Absolutely, Rebecca.
Or somebody or use their name.
Great points, all. Thank you so much for hanging through the news to share that with us. I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Man, remembering names. Oh, that is something
I'm terrible with it.
And I think, you know, maybe she touched on this a little bit, that we're getting lazier because we don't have to remember things. We've got all of our little digital devices that we run our lives by, and we kind of lean on those as a crutch. I know I do.
I had a terrible time with names even before the advent of technology or cell phones. All I've come up with as a way to kind of deal with it is say I'm very sorry. I'm horrible with names. I forget yours.
To preface a conversation
exactly.
with that, I think that people understand. I think people are. I think a lot of people have that problem, so people tend to be pretty, empathetic towards that particular issue.
And it's also impressive if you remember someone's name.
It is. And there was one tip that I've been given, and I don't remember where it came from, but it was a good. I thought it was good. So, like, supposedly, I don't know if a study was done on this or anything like that, but supposedly, if you use a person's name within a few moments after meeting them, that you'd be more likely to remember it.
I believe that's also a tip from Dale Carnegie.
Huh. Is it? Okay.
I believe so. If memory serves, I could be misremembering, but I believe that's also a Dale tip.
So I asked this question once of a close friend of ours, and hopefully Derek J. doesn't mind me exposing what he told me. Like, if I can't remember someone's name, but I think it sounds something like this. Like, if it's Blake, and I'm like, Ben, something. And I'm like, should I just, like, say it? You know, like, hi, Ben. And he
said, possibly be wrong.
He said yes, that it's better to try than to just avoid saying, because that's what I'm, I'll be like, hey, man, you know, I just, I kind of cater the way I speak to where it sounds natural that I'm not using your name, but I just, it makes me never remember anyone's name.
That's interesting because I had something similar happen when I was at the Bitcoin convention. I met one of the guys there. He had come on the show, and I got his name wrong on the air. And that's like the worst, right? Like,
right.
I've totally blown it. I obviously did not make a note because sometimes it's a good idea to take a few notes like that so you don't blow it on the air. But I totally blew it on the air, and he corrected me, and I did not forget his name after that.
I bet not.
Later on, I saw him, and I kind of teased him a little bit about it, and he teased me back. And it was actually something we kind of, I don't know, bonded on, but it was something that we could relate to.
Okay, so maybe I'm reverting back into, like, this. It sounds like we're hating Japanese people, but Frank brought up how in Japan, if you compliment someone, then it's almost rude because they feel obligated to give you whatever it is they compliment.
Hmm.
But it relates to names for me because if someone remembers my name and I don't remember theirs, I feel so much more pressure.
Oh, yeah.
If they just had not said my name, I would be relaxed. And it's okay because neither of us remember. No big deal. I'm not my name. That's just something that was given to me when I was born.
Hey, you works. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'll answer to
hey, lady.
If I can remember what we talked about last time we spoke, isn't that more important than this name thing? But that's not really how it works socially. You're just supposed to remember because then you have a word to call that person.
I usually find myself just apologizing to people in general that I meet, like at Pork Fest, for instance. I'll meet somebody and I'll ask them, have we met before? If so, I'm sorry, because I meet so many people at Pork Fest. You know, there's 1,500 people, and only some of them I've ever seen before, and even the ones I've seen before, I probably haven't seen them in a year or two if they haven't been up to New Hampshire since then. And so, you know, I don't really remember most of those people. And, you know, I have to usually meet somebody a few times before I'll start to discern them from a crowd. And, you know, coming to Keene and meeting people here helps, but, man, it's tough.
So I think in that situation, maybe this is manipulative, but if someone apparently knows me like we met or something, and I have no idea who they are, I'll just be like, oh, yeah, you, and then the awkward, like, you know, they can sense I don't know your name. They'll fill in the gaps for me because that's uncomfortable when someone's trying to remember something and you have the answer and they don't.
Hmm. Usually, I don't mind just asking somebody, what's your name again?
Right.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Right. I do that sometimes, too. But it's awkward if you don't remember someone and they remember you.
Let's go to Pizza Guy. He's on the line in Fargo, North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Speaking of not remembering names, I was once at a convention. It was an anime convention, actually. And I was, you know, I was a pretty big hit there. I had a nice Vegito costume on, and I was pretty ripped back then. So I had my pick of the ladies, and I'm dancing with this one girl. No, she's pretty hot, and I mean, she, and you know, Asians are pretty high price commodity at an anime convention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, but I mean, she was.
Are there a lot of single girls that go to an anime convention?
Sure, a lot of young single girls. You know, I was 16 at the time, so I mean, very young. I mean, we're talking like statutory age.
I would think it would be a mostly male kind of an event, like comics and anime.
But, you know, I was a reasonably good-looking guy wearing, you know, outfit that, you know, showed off my muscles. And,
gotcha.
You know, I was very charismatic because I felt in my element.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Did she compliment your muscles?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, well, I mean, she complimented a lot of things about me, and that's why I took my myself.
All right, hang on. I want to get to the rest of this story. I don't know where it's going.
You gotta hear this.
We'll bring the pizza guy back. Anime convention, picking up girls. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here, and you can tell us whatever your story is. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm or Free Talk Live coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. You're toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. We've got listening options on our site. Live streams included broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in there around the clock. And you can also learn about how to listen on over 115 great radio stations coast to coast. On AM and FM, plus we've got satellite options like XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all week long. In addition to that, we've got our free-to-air channel available across North and Central America. And we've got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. And if that's not enough for you, we've got other great shows that we recommend here on Free Talk Live, and one of those is the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and more. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and all that stuff I just told you about. It's all free at schoolsucksproject.com. Pizza Guy is on the line in Fargo. Was telling us a story about when you were younger, you were at an anime convention, and you were, I guess, talking with a young lady. And
was the convention in Fargo?
Doubt that.
No, Minneapolis, big city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were looking hot in your outfit.
The ladies were all up on.
And yeah, you had to beat the ladies off with a stick, but you did end up talking to one of them apparently. And what happened?
So I bring her back to my hotel room, and things are getting pretty hot and heavy. You know, under the clothes and all that, and it's about to happen, and we're making out, and
under the clothes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And she whispers into my ears. She says, "What's my name?"
Oh! Oh! Oh!
I have no answer. No answer. Oh. And I just thought, like, she tries so sweetly, this little Asian princess. You know, she says two letters. And I'm thinking, okay, she's not foreign, but, you know, she could have a foreign name. So I'm trying to imagine all of these Asian foreigny names. I'm like, NG, you know, and things like that. And I don't even know how to pronounce them. You know, I didn't get it right. And so, you know.
Your name is goodbye.
Yeah.
There went the mood on that one.
But I will never forget her name as long as I live. So.
What was her name?
KT.
KT.
Catherine, short for Catherine.
Gotcha. So did she get up and walk away at that point?
No. I mean, we didn't. I mean, I didn't close the deal, but
she didn't care.
Like,
she liked his muscles, because she had to compliment him on them.
So do you believe that had you remembered her name, then you would have closed the deal as you suggested?
Yeah. Well, and it was probably for the best that next year she actually showed up pregnant and was. Causing quite a bit of drama with some other guys, including Vash the Stampede, who was also one of the other players of that thing the last year. So
you should have helped her name her new baby.
Yeah.
Come up with something more memorable than Katie.
Yeah.
Good story. Good story. What else do you want to share? Anything?
Oh, well, you know, that Dale Carnegie book. You know, to me, that really kind of just taught me how to treat people. I don't know about you guys, but I always wanted to treat people in a way that I thought they should be treated if I were to respect them.
Mm-hmm.
And Dale Carnegie's book kind of taught me that it's okay to treat people like they're morons if that's how they want to be treated. And
I don't remember that from Dale Carnegie's
book. Yeah, I don't remember taking that, but that is a personal rule of mine as well.
when you talk to people like that and, like, all complimentary and, like, you know, it could be thought of as manipulative, but it really is that's just how people want to be treated. Some people, mm-hmm. not all people. I don't want to be treated that way. If you do the Dale Carnegie stuff to me, I catch it in a heartbeat and I shut it down, but you'll never have to get there because I'm a very reasonable, autistic type person. So, you know, straightforward with me all the way. But most people are, you know, dumb cattle and need to be treated like such.
Wow, I don't appreciate that viewpoint at all.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's what I got from the book. Is
interesting that people are getting different things from this one
book.
Well,
it's been years since I've read it, so I don't know what my interpretation of it would be today. I mean, I haven't read that probably in a decade and a half.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me, too.
I was pretty young, I guess, older teenager when I read that. Pizza Guy, thanks for the... He dropped off. All right, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. I don't know if he was saying... It almost sounded like he agreed that people are dumb cattle and should be treated that way.
I took that, too.
Totally disagree with that particular viewpoint. This comes back to a conversation we had with Johnson not long ago where he calls people stupid. And I don't think that's right. I mean, yeah, some people are dumb, I guess, you know, like IQ-wise comparison to others. But still, it's not appropriate to talk about people that way or call them that.
I think it's pejorative.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. And I think that everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. And just because somebody may not be as knowledgeable as you on one subject doesn't mean that they're stupid. It just means they're ignorant on that particular subject. I can't fix my car.
Yeah, me either.
I'm ignorant as hell when it comes to car repair. But I can, you know, put a studio together and, you know, do audio things on the internet and, you know, work on websites. There are certain things I'm good at. And same thing with you and everybody else listening. You know, you're good at some things and others not so much. That doesn't mean you're stupid.
That's
not
true.
At all.
So. That's true. I guess it's the side that you see in people. And I guess that's why people are interested in being more sociable. Because if you're like really good at things that no one ever sees, then people just think of you as how you are when they're around you.
That's right.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Iceman 2000 is on the line listening in Charlotte. Hello, Iceman 2000. Or 2020, excuse me, Iceman 2020.
2020.
Apologize.
Yeah. Anyway, no problem. I've called there before. You probably remember my voice. I don't know, maybe not. But we've had calls. And I'm just calling in regards to the president's speech today.
Oh, I have not seen or heard the speech. What was it in regards to?
Yeah, Trayvon. You probably got Trayvon burned out. A lot of people do. But it's okay.
Really, we haven't talked about it too much. It seems to have come up maybe once a night over the past past few nights. What are your thoughts?
Well, pretty much something I said a long time ago when the same thing first happened. I said that what they need to do, instead of, like, protesting as a black person, I think that maybe we should just go ahead and exercise our Second Amendment rights, too, and just go out and buy as many guns as possible and just defend ourselves, because the law applies to us equally as anybody else, because we're all equal under the law. And the president kind of touched on that today, too, and said the same thing, pretty much the same thing. He said that maybe if Trayvon was armed, he could have, like, the situation could have got reversed. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I think that people who are armed don't feel like I don't. Maybe it makes it sound like I think I know what happened, but like if he did respond, I think some people think, well, maybe you responded kind of aggressively to Zimmerman, but just, you know, if that were to be the case, that what gun owners tell me is that when you're carrying a gun, that you kind of treat every situation like as cool-headedly as you can, you de-escalate, because you never want to use your gun unless you have some special legal protection against ever being in trouble for you misusing your gun.
Iceman, stand by. We're going to bring you back here. I want to continue the conversation, so hang on. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think that's how well-adjusted mentally people handle having a gun, but there's also psychos that would carry a gun, and they wouldn't necessarily think the same thing.
Yeah, let's talk about this more.
They're not going to last very long.
855, well, not if they're wearing a badge. They'll last for a while, typically. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Guns, Trayvon Martin, whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Serrada, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you bring up what you want here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Got news updates? You can go and get signed up for emailed updates or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, whatever your choice. Got them there for you and go and enjoy for free over at news.freetalklive.com. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Allie.
Let's go back to the Iceman. He is Iceman 2020 in Charlotte, and you're back on Free Talk Live. Apparently, Obama gave a speech today regarding Trayvon Martin, and you had some comments that you wanted to share.
Yeah, I'm surprised y'all guys wasn't aware about the Trayvon case, because y'all guys don't normally talk about jury nullification, right? Is that y'all big thing, one of y'all things?
Yeah, jury nullification. Sure, that's the right of a juror to vote their conscience on a case rather than what the law says.
And that's basically what happened. The prosecution couldn't prove their case, so a number of the jurors felt as though the man was innocent. Whatever the case may be, it doesn't really matter because, you know, the system is the system.
Well, that's not, just to clarify, that's not jury nullification. If the prosecution can't prove their case, then that's not nullification. Nullification is when the prosecution has basically proved their case dead to rights, and the jury goes ahead and finds the person not guilty anyway because they believe the law in the question is wrong. So like a marijuana case, for instance, you get caught with a pound of pot, and they've got you red-handed with the pound, and it was in your backpack or whatever, and then the jury says, yeah, not guilty anyway because the law is bad. That's jury nullification. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Maybe I said that incorrectly. But basically, a lot of people feel as though the jury was incorrect, but that's irrelevant. What's relevant is the fact that they finally, at least the president did, he finally acknowledged what I said a long time ago. The direction that the people are going is wrong. They're trying to make people change their way. You can't change the way a person thinks. If a person don't like me because I'm black, I can't change that. I have no problem. I mean, I have a problem, but I can't change it, nor can I control it. But what I can control is defending myself. And by law, it says that anybody can defend themselves, then blacks can defend themselves, too. So instead of just whining about this, right, not go out and shoot people. That's not what I'm advocating here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying the law should apply equally. Like the president said, Trayvon had the right to shoot Zimmerman.
Absolutely.
I would say that all young black guys, especially not the one, not, okay, if you commit a crime, right, send them to jail. I have no problem with that. If you're a black person out there calling people, lock them up. But if you're an innocent black person minding your business and somebody shoots you because just because you're intimidating because of the color of your skin, then you got the right to defend yourself too. Period.
Now, my understanding, I haven't followed any of the footage on this because I'm just disgusted by it, frankly. But my understanding is Zimmerman had equipped himself with a firearm and had kind of fancied himself law enforcement and had gone out and followed Trayvon around and had suspected him of just being a suspicious person because of the color of his skin and then approached him. Now, that, in my mind, is the equivalent of stalking someone. If Trayvon hasn't done anything wrong, you know, and so that, to me, in my mind, is the initiation of a crime.
Of aggression.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's the initiation of aggression. And so when he confronted Trayvon, I believe Stand Your Ground should have been there to protect Trayvon Martin, not Zimmerman.
I don't know anything about what actually transpired, and I imagine they cover that in depth on the trial. I don't know. Did any of you follow the trial?
I didn't follow the trial.
Detail?
I followed it.
You did, Iceman?
Yeah, and
What did Zimmerman do when he, you know, obviously we know he was stalking him in the car, but what did he do when he got out? What was the story there?
According to Zimmerman, he said that Trayvon jumped behind the bushes and punched him in the face and stopped banging his head against the concrete.
Was that before he even had a chance to say anything to him?
Yep, that's what he said, and the jury believed him.
That doesn't make any sense.
It didn't make no sense. He didn't have to testify. He all this testimony came from the Sean Hannity show that he was on TV with one time, so he didn't really have to like say anything. So the whole 14 days is about the fight, not about him approaching them. It was about the fight, whether or not Zimmerman felt threatened because of the fight. And everybody failed to realize the fact that hold up, Trayvon had the chance to defend himself even before the fight because this man followed him around.
Right.
And that was like lost because the defense did a good job at flipping the whole thing around to make Trayvon look like a black punk that smoked weed. That's what Trayvon was perceived as.
Unfortunately, so I know far too many people who own firearms who fancy themselves as kind of mock law enforcement, mm-hmm. who kind of strap on a sidearm and go out and look for trouble.
Instant badass.
Instant badass, right, just add weapon. Don't need to go out and actually practice or know any rules of safety or know how to safely...
Or in this case, how to approach somebody if you're a neighborhood watch person,
right,
and
exactly.
Not be an aggressive, creepy guy. Right. Because
he was on neighborhood watch that night. He claimed he was going out to Target. And he was on his way back home. So he wasn't even acting in the function of a neighborhood watch.
Interesting. I mean, interesting.
But he does belong to neighborhood watch. Is that correct?
He does belong to one, yes.
It just wasn't his shift. Right.
No, it wasn't his shift.
One of the things that they supposedly train people to do in a neighborhood watch is to not get involved, right? Like to call the police and then that's that.
And de-escalate. Not strap on a gun and go looking for trouble, because if you do that, you're going to find it. And lo and behold, this guy's found it. Now, he was found not guilty. I don't necessarily agree with the verdict. Again, I've just enumerated my issues with the case.
There was no witness, right? Like, nobody saw this
No witness.
Happen.
But I think if Stand Your Ground were to have appropriately applied in this situation, it would have been in Trayvon Martin's defense of his own life. For sure.
And that's the big picture I think everybody seemed to miss, right? It's like, it's all about Zimmerman selling. Now, Trayvon did beat him up. I take it that maybe he did get beat up by Trayvon, but it ain't like Trayvon chased him down and beat him up.
You know no, I mean? If somebody came up to me on a street and confronted me and had no business confronting me, I would probably defend myself as well.
Was this like a gated community or something?
Supposedly.
Because, I mean, I can imagine if I was...
Go ahead.
His parents, his father lived there. He was in his own. He was in the place he was supposed to be at.
Interesting.
That's right.
He wasn't snuck in or anything.
No.
Right. He wasn't crossing through. He was in a place that he had every right to be.
Interesting. Exactly. That was a detail that was confusing to me.
Yeah.
And that's what Stand Your Ground is.
Trying to find a shortcut. No, that wasn't the case.
I think that to some extent both of them are at fault, but obviously Zimmerman started it. And you know, could Trayvon have been better at de-escalating that situation? Maybe, but we don't know because we weren't there and no one else was there. So we have to take
Trayvon's dead.
Yeah, we have to take one man's word for it, and he has an incentive to lie.
Well, the point I'm trying to make, right, is this right here is real simple. I just think that as a person of color, as a black person, I don't call myself African American, but most people, they're comfortable with that, that's fine. I call myself black. I think that blacks in general should just say, okay, take advantage of the Second Amendment laws that's out there and get the same amount of guns as other people. Don't, well, I'm not talking about going out killing people like the other.
Do you feel like black people are less likely to own a gun?
Yeah, because the way the criminal justice system is, we get our records early, so we got we get felons. So
good point. Yeah, if you end up with a felony, you don't have a gun. Yeah. That's a good point.
Wow.
You know, the system is like, the system is broken, and nobody wants to admit it.
I would not. Especially,
I certainly think that your point is valid. That granted, most I don't want to say most black folks that can't carry a gun, but I think that your self defense is your responsibility. It's not up to the neighborhood watch. It's not up to the police. I think your self defense is your responsibility. So if Trayvon,
whatever your gender, whatever your color,
it doesn't matter what color you are. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you have boobs
right,
or not,
exactly.
Male or female.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, don't matter.
It's your responsibility. Now, if Trayvon had a weapon, would it have been different? We would probably have looked at a much different case.
Yeah, he'd been in jail. I mean, I hate to stereotype the situation, but we kind of get a feel for what would have happened if he would just shot Zimmerman. You know what I mean? The system would have got him, like most, a big percentage of black kids. They wouldn't even have this whole controversy. And I think that's why a whole lot of people of color are kind of angry because, you know, blacks die all the time. People die all the time, right? But when it's put right in your face and you can see the blatant discrepancies in something, that's when it kind of bothers people. You know,
Iceman, I don't blame you. I appreciate your call and the thoughts here tonight. Thanks for making it at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I agree with him about how guns can be a great equalizer. And what he said about how a lot of black people aren't able, because of the criminal justice system and how it's all especially strict, with black people and black men, that a lot of times they get felonies and they can't carry weapons
legally.
And then you have these communities that get terrorized by gangs and the police, and you know they don't have any protection.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. If you have a right to bear arms, it shouldn't be able to be taken away.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. What? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Maybe we're going to get back to this compliment thing.
I don't know.
This really great story about complimenting and how to accept them and how to give them. And I like useful self-helpy kind of articles.
Me too.
Sometimes. So maybe we'll get to that. But the show, we will focus on you if you call in. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And that's brought to you by SACL CAI. We've also got Skype. You can Skype the show at username lrn.fm. And a little something that maybe you didn't know if you're new to having a mortgage, and that is that every loan payment you make on your mortgage is made up of principal payments and interest payments. It's all one price, but there's a certain portion of that that goes to interest and a portion that goes to principal reduction. Now, if you've got a 30-year loan, which is kind of the standard in the mortgage business, only 35% of it right out the gate, that first payment you make, only 35% of your check is going to go to principal reduction. So the remaining 65% goes to interest. Now, you can change that dramatically by going to a 20-year loan or 15-year loan. A 20-year loan, for instance, your first payment's got almost half going to principal reduction, whereas a 15-year loan, about 60%, 59% going to principal reduction right out the gate. So paying down that principal, for me at least, when I've got a loan, is really important. And the guys over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com can help you understand everything you need to know about having a mortgage. You can call them at 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. That's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Alan is on the line listening to WIMS in Michigan City, Indiana. Hey, Alan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on with Ian, Nemi, and Allie.
Yeah, well, I got off the train in New Haven, Connecticut, and I was walking back to my hotel, and a black guy came up to me and asked me for money, and I had my 45 in my I told him, I got 45, it'll blow your head clean off.
Why would you say that to someone who just asked you for some money?
He bought us some money. He saw I had a lot of bags. I got fucked up in New York City.
You think he was trying to take your money?
Yeah, I thought he was going to take my money.
What if he was just asking if he could, asking for a donation?
Was he asking for money, or was he saying, give me all your money?
He said, give me your money.
Well, that's a pretty big change in the story.
Yeah,
right?
I thought, yeah.
Okay.
He said, give me your money. I said, no, I said, I got something on my interrogation. I got 45. And he just turned white, and he left.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even bug me anymore after that.
I don't know. The prospect of carrying a 45 in New Haven, Connecticut, for me, is kind of makes me a little scared.
Well, how long ago was
down there?
How long ago was this?
This is back in 1986.
Yeah, all right.
1984 about.
Well, certainly there are no shortage of stories of individuals who have used firearms to without actually having to draw them, just to simply deter.
Certainly,
an individual.
Yep.
Did you have to show him your gun? He just took your word for it.
No, he took my word for it. He just left after that.
Interesting. Alan, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hey, my gun's bigger than your gun.
Eh,
probably.
Okay.
Okay, listen, I just got back from 2 weeks of driving around Europe, and I thought I would make a few comparisons. You know, I often make comparisons between the U.S. and China, where I go a lot, and Europe. I've only been to there twice. Once was a couple years ago, and once was last week.
Everything's really old.
Yeah, but the biggest impression to me that I got after driving around for a while, because I rented a car and drove for 2 weeks around. I went through, started in Zurich, Switzerland, went through Liechtenstein and down through Italy, hit some of the major cities in Italy, then to the south of France, then back up to Zurich again. And one thing I've really noticed is no patrolmen on the highways, not a single patrolman anywhere. There was, at one point, during that 2 weeks, I passed a police car on the road. Everybody else was passing him, and I passed him. And he was obviously just going from one city to another. He wasn't out there trying to enforce anything. So that was one big difference that I noticed right away.
One difference between Europe and the U.S., but similar sounds like to China, where you also saw a real dearth of police officers around, right?
It is very much like China in that regard, and also the way they enforce the speed laws is speed cameras, you know, the snap your pictures. I got my picture snapped a couple of times, and I did it 2 years ago as well, and I never heard from them. So I suppose if you're from overseas, they just forget about it and don't try to collect. But,
or they'll come for you later on.
You never know. Now, the tickets before were in France, and I spent about 7 days in France, but, of course, I never got stopped. I never went through a border check or anything like that, so I guess the French authorities didn't know I was there. Perhaps there is a warrant out for me from 2 years ago. I don't know, but at any rate, I didn't really feel threatened with any of that stuff. The taxes are crazy high over there. The tolls on the roads are, I figured it comes to about 20 to 25 euros per hour that you're driving on the roads that you have to pay the tolls.
Wow. Goodness.
And then, of course, the gasoline, I paid anywhere from $7 to $10 a gallon for gasoline. Yeah, it's expensive. And I rented a little tiny car that got about 35 miles a gallon, so that was...
Is there anything that's cheaper over in Europe?
Yes. There were... my wife was going crazy over the clothes. She said that the clothes were... she found a lot of better deals on clothing prices. The food, if you went to some of the restaurants, wasn't too bad, but most of the restaurants, it was about 20% higher than here. The hotel rooms were all pretty expensive. So I think, in general, the people in Europe wind up spending a greater deal of their money for just survival than perhaps we do. Now, I don't think American people, of course, spend all their money. They don't save anything. I think the Europeans are pretty much like that as well. They probably spend all their money on just...
It wouldn't surprise me, because I feel like you'll hear these stories like, Europe's banned this, Europe's banned that. And every time they make some, like, overreaching law that spans all of Europe, it's just going to make prices of products go up.
Well, now, one thing I did notice, I mean, I didn't take advantage of this, being married and all, but I did notice through my research before I took the trip that prostitution is legal in almost every one of those countries I went to. However, pimping and running a brothel is illegal, but prostitution itself is legal. So
now,
in that regard, they seem to be a little more reasonable or libertarian than we are here.
Yeah, that much is certainly true. Now, a question, were you in London at all in your travels?
No, not this time. 2 years ago we were in London. But
what about, you know, what about Great Britain? What about London as far as police presence is concerned? Because we certainly hear a lot about the police state over there and how much you know, worse it is in some ways with the CCTV camera systems and all that. What was your observation there?
They had, even 2 years ago, they had a lot of bobbies on the street and a lot of police. And over, and in Europe, the cities that I went through in Italy and Switzerland and stuff, they did have police on the streets, but they didn't seem to be as oppressive as they are here. The police cars were just little compact cars without a computer in them, and just like in China, you know, they were just little tiny cars. They don't have a jail in the back seat to keep you. It's just the whole flavor seems to be different, and I think that Americans need to realize that in the past 40 or 50 years, we've gone from Andy of Mayberry to a police state. I mean, we just really don't understand the difference. I see it because I'm older, and I lived back through Andy of Mayberry times, and now we're in something that I don't even recognize. It doesn't.
That's very true.
Doesn't compute to me. This whole thing I was just reading about this poor gal, this nurse that got her home broken into because they thought somebody was in her home and it wasn't even there, of course. But that kind of stuff happening over and over thousands of times, and it's just, unfortunately, nobody died in that one. But a good number of the times, people are dying because these goons want to play like they're in some kind of war zone. And it's just ridiculous.
Gene, I'm with you, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing your observations from the trip to Europe. Always appreciate getting worldly perspectives. Thank you for the call tonight. And, you know, to his point about the police state here in the U.S., it is even different, but depending on where you go. Like here in New Hampshire, it's not as bad as it is in Florida. I didn't realize how bad Florida was with cops until I left for 6 years and then came back and was able to compare, you know, how often do I see police in New Hampshire versus in Florida. I mean, they're everywhere where I'm from in Florida.
And that's, you live in Keene now, and that's saying something.
Yeah. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.